You're listening to the audio production of Daughters of Northern Shores by Joanne Bischoff, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Amy Rubinate. To all the women who have loved and believed, even in the winds of uncertainty. Prologue. December 3rd, 1894. Eagle Rock, Virginia. Avon looped a hand around her husband's strong forearm, holding tight to Thor's steadying strength. She glanced across the train platform, searching the crowd for the doctor they'd driven the morning to meet. A midwinter's day stretched in billows of gray and blue overhead, but the beauty was lost to her, as rising nerves tamped down even the peace of their life in these mountains. Avon peered up at Thor, who lowered a look her way. One wrapped in his gentle courage and silent fortitude. Generous, since it was his own comfort at stake today. Behind them, the train station stood shuttered on both sides by parked wagons and waiting horses, including the four muddied wheels and faithful team of mares that had brought them here. Travelers milled about on the boarded platform, where a line of boxcars curved around the bend and out of sight through towering woodlands. Soot and pine spiced the air, as did the chatter of travelers, most seeking a stretch of legs and a breath of crisp mountain air before their journey led away from this rural Appalachian town. Avon stayed close to her husband's side amid the commotion, and hearing Mr. and Mrs. Norgard, she glanced toward a nearby passenger car where a man waited just in front. The cropped hair beneath his bowler hat was as red as her own. With shirt sleeves rolled back and a slim pencil wedged behind his ear, he appeared to be more about business than travel.